Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. On the road with the Broncos today in Sioux City as Hastings College gets set to take on Morningside as the women's game is up first. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, next few days we're going to learn about your basketball team playing number one today, Morningside, and number three, Concordia, next week.
Yeah, Mike, you keep asking me about these upcoming games. So we're here now, finally, and these are kind of the games that I think our kids have been looking forward to. And it's going to be definitely tests, both on the road. But these games will give us an idea of where we're at and what we need to do to keep getting better and kind of where we measure up against a couple of teams that are in the top five in the country.
We start the second half of the conference season now. We're sitting in a tie for third place. You still feel pretty good about this basketball team?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, we had a tough stretch. We've talked about that several times in the first 10 games and a lot of road tests and a lot of tests for being so early in the season. And now that we are almost 20 games into the season, feel like we're kind of figuring each other out and we've talked a lot about that and just kind of understanding more and more about what we need to do and to be successful both offensively and defensively. And it's going to be a race down to the end. Our conference is really good. I think the top, you know, six or seven teams especially have been playing really, really well. And you're starting to begin to see a little bit of a separation from the bottom tier, but that middle tier is stacked up, and there'll be a lot of games here in the next few weeks that sort some people out a little bit.
You guys have won nine games in a row coming into this ball game here this afternoon. Obviously, the team is starting to pick the momentum and playing like you thought they would.
Yeah, it's one of those things where a couple of wins in a row and you definitely maybe regain a little bit of that confidence. And it's a good time to be playing well. Obviously, January is an important month for everybody. But in our conference season, it's definitely going to be a key for us to continue to try to play well over the course of the next few weeks.
The other night out, a win over Midland, 67-59, trailed at halftime of that ball game, and then had a pretty good second half. Talk about the changes in the second half.
Well, you know, the first half we didn't shoot the ball particularly well the entire night. A lot of, you know, missed close two footers and just kind of a weird night overall. The ball was like a pinball, just everywhere, all over the floor. I couldn't call a timeout because I couldn't figure out who had possession long enough, but. It was kind of a weird game. I thought our kids really responded well at halftime to a couple of adjustments defensively and offensively, and came out in the second half, kind of kept their composure, battled their way back, and then I thought we played really well down the stretch. In particular, Rachel Jeldon, I thought, had some huge rebounds and obviously hit a couple free throws, and she was really important for us down the stretch when Sierra fouled out.
I thought your bench played extremely well. I had 25 points off of the bench the other night.
Yeah, actually our bench was the energy kind of in the first half, especially once in a while you're starting five maybe don't get off to a great start or whatever, but I thought Hallie Samuelson and Chanel Farmer and Rachel Jeldon in particular really brought us some energy, especially defensively. I thought they really turned up the heat a little bit in the full court especially, and we created a couple turnovers and that kind of got us going a little bit.
It's a Morningside in here this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Mustangs as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings taking on the number one ranked team in the nation here this afternoon in Morningside. They're 20-0. I read today they have a 31-game winning streak here at home. So it's going to be a tough challenge today.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always tough to play here. And obviously there's a bit of a rivalry as we're, you know, two programs that have had a lot of success over the years. And so we definitely will see their best effort. And it's one of those games where you know it's going to be a battle, and it's something that you have to expect, and players are going to have to make plays today, and it's going to be one of those games where you'll see who's going to step up and who's going to make plays in big moments, and like I've told you before, I think our kids are looking forward to today.
I can ask you this now: how long has it been you've been looking forward to this little stretch here?
Well, I think our kids have been looking forward to it since the last stretch where we lost both Morningside and Concordia at home and had that four game kind of skid. After that, we had, you know, team conversations about what do we need to do from here. And I thought our kids responded well to those conversations, and we challenged them to kind of start over and work really hard to make the changes that we needed to make. And they've done that. And so I think they're excited to see where they measure up today.
When we play Morningside, the first thing we talk about is their defense. It's very good. It's something we got to handle all day long today.
Yeah, it's a zone that looks different than anything you see for the entire season. So you only see it, you know, once or twice a year, and twice especially. It's one of those things that you got to attack, and you've got to move the ball, but you also have to kind of look for opportunities. And you know, we've maybe kind of simplified some things and just kind of challenged our kids to make basketball plays, and it always seems like the first time you see it, it's a little bit stunning, and then the second time you see it, maybe it's a little less shocking, especially for those that are new players and haven't seen it at all. So, you know, hopefully we handle it a little better than we did the last time.
Hopefully that's the case. We had 21 turnovers against this defense the first time around. Are we better prepared now that we've got to 20 games on or about to face something like this today?
I think so. You know, it's it always just depends on the day, you know, and kind of how things go. If we're going to have to make some shots today, you know, and against a zone that doesn't really let you do much inside, you got to be able to hit some threes and knock down some shots from the perimeter. So, you know, you'd like to think that you'll handle it better that way. And you're definitely going to need to take care of the ball. Obviously, the transition game is an important part today. So we'll make sure that we try to do that.
If we can knock down some shots from the outside, will that loosen up the inside game out of the zone?
Absolutely. It's, you know, last year when we played them at home the second time, you're going to have to hit some shots. And you get some of those in transition especially, and then you're really going to have opportunities. It forces them to come out earlier and try to pressure a little bit more in the full court. It's definitely something that's unique, and you've got to understand how to attack it.
Offensively, there's just potent. You've got eight different people that have led this team in scoring at one time or another. So it's not just one or two people we got to concentrate on today. There's at least eight out there today that we got to be concerned about.
Yep, great team defense is going to be a key. Defense and rebounding, obviously, always we talk about it all the time, are going to keep you in the game, or at least give you a chance. So we're definitely going to have to guard and rebound. And the thing about Morningside that makes them tough to guard this year is their balance. They have a good inside-outside attack. They've got shooters. They have post players who demand at least, you know, some help attention from the weak side. So you're going to have to cover a lot of space and make sure you communicate, and we're going to have to really limit our mistakes.
What are two players that we absolutely have to shut down or slow down today?
Well, the mole kid, you know, inside is a huge key for them. She gives them a lot of other opportunities, especially on the perimeter, when teams bring doubles and can't seem to handle her inside. So she's an important part of what they do. She's also just resilient on the glass. So we're gonna have to put a body on her. And then I would also say the Bohinsky kid really caused us problems in the first time we played him. She's a kid that shoots the three and gets to the rim. So that dual threat is definitely harder to guard. But we've made a couple of adjustments there. So those two are definitely going to be keys.
So say just in addition to handling the pressure a little bit different today, what are the changes we want to make in this thing today?
Well, I think, offensively, we've kind of simplified some things, and it's a team where you've got to move bodies, but you also, if you over move, you take yourself out of position to score. And so we've simplified some things. Hopefully we'll be able to move the ball and attack some gaps and get good looks at the rim. Patience is going to be important for us. And then defensively, you may see a couple new wrinkles today that we haven't seen yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Kerry Hostetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hostetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. A dandy in the women's ball game here today as the number one ranked Morningside Mustangs take on the 17th ranked Hastings College Broncos. Here this afternoon, I'm Mike Willock, all the play-by-play for you today. Morningside and Hastings, these two programs have combined to win six of the last 12 NAIA Division II national championships. Morningside has got three. Hastings College has got three over the years, and both teams are possibly headed to the national tournament again this year. As we start this second half of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, Hastings coming in, they have won nine games in a row. They are 13-5 on the season. Hastings has not lost since back there in November when we dropped a 61-53 decision to Friends University at home. That was back on November the 28th. Morningside, they have a 31-game winning streak here at home at the Alley Gymnasium. Their overall record is sitting at 20 wins and no losses on the season. Ranked number one in the nation, they are 10-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll get you the starting lineups here today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Morningside Mustangs, they will start with Lexi Ackerman. She's the 2014 Freshman of the Year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a 5'10" sophomore out of Rock Rapids, Iowa. Taylor Bohinsky is a 5'9" sophomore out of Millard North. Madison Braun is a 5'8" freshman out of Bellevue West. Jordan Wallenberg is a 5'10" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. And then Ashlyn Moll is a 6-foot senior from Minnesota, Minnesota. For the Hastings College Broncos here this afternoon, they will go with Michaela Berry, a 5'6" sophomore out of Battle Creek. Chelsea Borden, a 5'8" junior out of Holdridge, Nebraska. Abby Jackson, 5'5" and a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9" and a senior out of Sutton, and Sierra Williamson, a 6'1" and junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC.
So Morningside coming in. They are ranked number 2 in the conference as far as scoring average is concerned. They're averaging 79.3 points per ball game on offense. They are number 1 in the conference on defense. They're allowing only 58.7 points per ball game. Very good at shooting the basketball. They hit 44% of their field goal tries this year. They're number 2 in the conference in three-point shooting at 35%. Number 6 in free throw shooting at 70%. When you play Morningside, you got to be ready for their defense. It's very good. They force 24 turnovers per ball game. And like I said, 58.7 points per ball game is what they allow. Last time these two teams played, Morningside took apart Hastings College in the ball game played back at the Osborne Sports Complex earlier this year. Morningside winning that ball game by a score of 73-47. Hastings had 21 turnovers in that basketball game earlier this season. Morningside going to be dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Hastings College just the opposite. They're in the crimson, trimmed and lettered in the black here this afternoon. Morningside controls the opening tip. Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our right. They got the ball on the right side. That's a Wallenberg with the ball. They go to the top of the key. That's Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman, bounce pass goes inside. The Bowler shot is up there and in. They took it right to the hole and scores. Ashlyn Bowl scores. She's averaging 11.9 points per ball game, and it's 2-0. Morningside has got the lead. Here's where Hastings is going to have to excel this afternoon, handling the pressure. They do a good job in the opening possession as they get into the offensive zone with no problem here. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson on the point, goes over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Michaela Berry to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside to Sierra Williams and drives down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands there by Moll out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in just underway here in the women's ball game. We got the men's game to follow this one at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jamie Van Kirk will inbound the ball here for Hastings College down here on the baseline, left side of the basket. Van Kirk looking, throws it out here. It's going to be chipped. It comes out to the 10-second line into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Jackson sends over to Van Kirk, open for three, takes a shot and misses. No good. Rebound tapped out here, and it's going to be picked up by Morningside. That's Madison Braun with a rebound for the Mustangs. To Ackerman, gets the ball ahead now to Bohinski. Drive, shoots, and scores. Taylor Bohinski scores for Morningside, and it's a 4-0 ball game. The Mustangs have the lead. Hastings College has got the ball. Here's Abby Jackson now across the midcourt stripe. Jackson comes to the left side. That's Chelsea Morton with it now. Comes across the top again to Jackson, playing the zone defense of the Morningside Mustang. Very active zone defense, I might add. Jackson with the ball out to Van Kirk. Entry pass to Williamson. Drives it down the wing. Kicks it back out. Jackson on the wing. Takes it into the paint. Comes over here to Chelsea Morton. Drives inside. Kicks it back out. That's going to be a three-pointer by Van Kirk. It's going to be up there no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Chelsea Morton. Gets an offensive board. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory on the right wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Far sideline. That's Michaela Berry. Down to Van Kirk. High post. That's Williamson with the ball. Drives it down the lane. Goes down to Jackson in the corner. Abby Jackson gets it to Sierra Williamson. Skip pass out on top. Berry for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Morningside, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Sierra Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Broncos. So Hastings unable to get anything going offensively so far in this ballgame. 17:56 to play here in the first half of play. 4-0 is the score. Number one ranked Morningside out on top of Hastings College this afternoon. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball out here in three-point territory for the Stangs. Comes over to the right side to a Bohinski. Bohinski lobs it inside. That's Wallenberg with the ball. Back out to Ackerman. Down in the corner, a long-range jumper, and it's stuck up on the backboard. In between the backboard and the rim, that was a long-range jumper put up there by Madison Braun that would not go. Now it's stuck up between the backboard and the rim as they're going to have to get another ball to get this baby down. Just underway here in Sioux City this afternoon. The score is 4-0. Now they got that ball down. Now we're going to play things in here in backcourt. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Jackson. Abby Jackson. Now to Chelsea Borden. Comes to the near sideline. That's Michaela Berry. She comes into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Goes to the far side. Now to Jackson. The ball's going to be stripped away. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Bohinski got her hands in it there for Morningside. Ties up Abby Jackson. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Broncos average 15 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one there as Abby Jackson is tied up in the play. The Morningside has got the ball. They've got a 4-0 lead. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon. There's a Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Now to Braun. Brings it back to Bohinski for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Taylor Bohinski is hit a 3 and a 2, and Morningside is out on top of a score of 7-0 here in this basketball game. Here comes Hastings College back the other way. Abby Jackson gets it to Sierra Williamson. Williamson hands it back down to Jackson. Abby trying to attack the zone defense over here on the wing on the left side to Chelsea Morton. Morton skip pass, comes back out to Jackson. Double penetration down the lane. A running one-hander is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Let's see. Williamson was looked like she was the last to touch it, but they're going to give the ball here to Hastings College. The Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Van Kirk getting the bounding ball to Chelsea Borden out here to Abby Jackson. Abby drives the ball into the paint, loses control of the ball, picks it back up, goes out to Berry. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to the far sideline. It's picked up by Lexi Ackerman. 7-0 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings College dropping back in the man-to-man defense. Here on the right side is going to be Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman out to Bohinski. Skip pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Ashlyn Moll. Her cross-court pass comes down to the right corner now to Lexi Ackerman. She drives it down the baseline, gives it up now in the wing to Wallenberg. Her shot is up there and in. Wallenberg scores a little 15-footer off the right side, and it is 9-0. Hastings College is trailing here in the basketball game. We're 4 minutes into the contest this afternoon in Sioux City. Hastings hasn't scored yet. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson on the wing and has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Getting out there defensively for Morningside was Taylor Bohinski knocking that ball away from Jackson. So Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. 15:55 to play. Here in the first half, 9-0 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Jackson, high right side, goes down in the corner. That's Michaela Berry. She's double teamed, and now the pass is going to be out of bounds. Berry trying to send the pass down the sideline to Abby Jackson. Ball touches the sideline. It's out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. And now we've got a timeout called here by Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings calls a timeout. 15:48 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 9, Hastings College nothing.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 15:48 to play here in the first half. Hastings has not scored yet. 9-0 is the score. Morningside is out on top. Taylor Bohinski's got 5 points. Wallenberg's got two. Mola's got 2 points for Morningside. Hastings has turned the ball over twice so far here in the first 5 minutes of this basketball game. Now the Broncos will pick up Morningside here in backcourt. Wallenberg will play things in. That's Lexi Ackerman. She'll bring things up now for the Mustangs against Jackson. Ackerman gets into the offensive zone, stops at the elbow, left side of the lane. There's a Wallenberg with the ball now picked up by Jamie Van Kirk of Hastings. Comes across the top to Bohinski. Lobs the ball inside, grabbing it down deep, and now kicks it back out of the wing on the left side to Madison Braun. Braun has got the ball 8 seconds on the shot clock. There's Lexi Ackerman behind the screen. Ackerman drives the ball against Van Kirk, stops in the lane, puts Van Kirk in the air and scores. Ackerman scores. That's her first field goal, and Morningside is out on top by a score of 11-0. This game is starting off like the GPAC postseason tournament game we played here a year ago when we got blown out by Morningside. Hastings could not do anything right in that ball game. It's 11-0. Here's Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there. She buries it. Jamie Van Kirk scores there for Hastings. Get the Broncos off of the snide, so to speak. 11-3 is the score. It took Hastings 5 minutes to score their first points in the basketball game. That was a three-pointer by Jamie Van Kirk. And now it's an 11-3 ball game. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Here's Madison Braun. Lobs the ball inside to Moll. Down in the corner now to Ackerman. Trying to drive it inside. Can't do it. Lobs it back inside to Moll. A shot good. Ashlyn Moll scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and it's 13-3. Hastings College is trailing here in this women's showdown here today between number one-ranked Morningside and the 17th-ranked Broncos. Each team with winning streaks. Morningside's got a 20-game winning streak. Hastings College with a 9-game streak coming to this ball game here today. There's a shot from the corner up there by Morton. It's going to be no good. Morton gets her own rebound. Comes out to Michaela Berry, drives it down the lane, a running one-hander, good. Michaela Berry scoring there for Hastings. 13-5 now. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Morningside brings it into the offensive zone, down the right sideline. Bohinski bounce pass out on top to Ackerman. Now left side of the wing is Madison Braun. Ackerman comes out. Now Bohinski has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it back to Braun in the wing. Lobs it inside to Moll. Works there against Williamson. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Ashlyn Moll is going to be a load for Sierra Williamson to handle here this afternoon. Moll is averaging 11.9 points per ball game. Scored 13 the last time these two teams played. Morningside is out on top again by 10 points at 15-5. Hastings College with the ball. Jackson comes over to Van Kirk. Now to Michaela Berry for three. Shot is up there. Just barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Keeps the ball alive for the Broncos. Out to Van Kirk now. Jamie Van Kirk being pressured by Bohinski. Throws it to the far side. Berry for three. Shot good. Different area code there. Michaela Berry throws it down from the far sideline. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 7, 15-8. 13 minutes to play. Here's Ackman driving into the hole. A shot no good. Rebound Moll. Falling shot no good, and she fouled into play. Sierra Williamson just picked up her second. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul for Hastings College at the 12:59 mark. Actually going to whistle this one on Michaela Berry. Berry picks up her first, and Sierra has got one foul as well, but that's going to send Ashlyn Moll to the free throw line. She's a 68% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It is good. Morningside is a team hitting 70% from the free throw line, number 6 in the conference, number 1 in field goal percentage at 44%, and number 2 on 3 points at 35%. 3 point tries. It's now a 16-8 ball game. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings as Moll will have another free throw. Nips the knees, throws it up there. The shot has been good by Ashlyn Moll. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She's going to check out. Here comes Jessica Teets into the ball game now for Morningside as he will relieve her. A 6'2" junior out of Bancroft Rosalie in Nebraska. 17-8. In fact, there's a couple of several Morningside girls are native Nebraskans here. Here's a Chanel Farmer. Goes over to Barrier. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound Jeldon. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Jeldon. Follow shot. No good. And she fouled into play. Rachel Jeldon just checked in there for Sierra Williams and he gets 2 offensive rebounds there. And now she'll get to the free throw line as she was tacked on the arm on that second try. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Mandy Osborne, who just checked in there. And a shot from the free throw line by Rachel Jeldon is up there and in. So Mandy Osborne also into the ball game now for Morningside, a 5'11" senior out of Fairbury. Here comes the next shot by Jeldon. It's good. Rachel Jeldon knocks down a couple of free throws. Hastings College now trailing by a score of 17-10. We're just joining us. Morningside scored the first 11 points in the basketball game here this afternoon. So the Mustangs have the ball. They leave it out top. It's right through the fingertips here of Allison Bachman. And the ball is brought down by Hastings. First turnover on Morningside. Here's Michaela Berry driving the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Mallory Moore at the point now for Morningside as the second group is in there for head coach Jamie Sale. Here's Mandy Osborne with the ball. Mandy hands it away to Moore out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Chanel Farmer if he sings. The Broncos have gone to man-to-man. Long pass to the free throw line to Bachman. Drives it down the lane. There's a dish to Teets and she lays it in. Jessica Teets scores there for Morningside. That's her first field goal and it's 19-10. Morningside has got the lead. Chanel Farmer drives it coast to coast. Puts it up there left-handed. Their shot no good. Partially deflected by Teets. Teets grabs the rebound. Has it knocked loose by Farmer. Farmer goes to Sandelson and she's fouled in a play. A personal foul is called here on Morningside. That's going to send Holly Sandelson to the free throw line for Hastings College. Mallory Moore picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be her first. Samuelson to the free throw line for Hastings, an 83% foul shooter. And her shot is up there and in. Hastings is a team, number 8 in the conference in free throw percentage at 68%, number 7 in field goal percentage at 42%, and number 5 from the three-point arc at 34%. Next shot for the strike by Samuelson is going to be up there and good. Hastings College now trailing again by 7 points at 19-12. Driving down the lane is going to be Moore. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Michaela Berry. Gets it ahead to Samuelson. Her driving layup is good. Holly Samuelson scores there for Hastings after Morningside turns the ball over for the second time this afternoon. Hastings back within 5 points at 19-14. There's a feed to the right wing to Mallory Moore, picked up there by Samuelson. Here on the near sideline in front of the Bronco bench is Brandon Ty, who's into the ball game now. Gets it back outside to Mandy Osborne, drives it down the lane. She loses control of the ball out of bounds.
but it was knocked out of her hands there. It'll be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11:07 to play here in the first half. Morningside is out on top of Hastings by a score of 19-14. Inbound pass. They get it here to Jessica Teach. She wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot good. Jessica Teach scoring there for Morningside. Running in front of the basket. Nice move there. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. 21-14. Hastings down by seven. Here's Farmer with the ball. Drives it. Gives it up now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk wheels it down low. Right through the fingertips of Jolden out of bounds. Great pass, but Jolden couldn't handle it. It goes right through her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number three on Hastings here in the ballgame. We're at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon. Number one ranked Morningside and 17th ranked Hastings scoring off for the second time this season. Morningside beat Hastings earlier this year by a score of 73-47. Morningside now bringing the ball up here against the Hastings College pressure. Mallory Moore cuts it back to the center of the floor, now gives it up out here. Brandon Ty with the ball. Now to Mallory Moore again here on the near sideline. Moore dribbles once. Bounce pass comes to Jessica Teets. Now in the high post. They get it over there. Back outside the ring. Now to Mallory Moore. She lobs it back in the lane there to Jessica Teets. He goes up against Jolden. Her shot no good. Rachel grabs the rebound for Hastings. Allen passes Samuelson. Long pass down to Florida Farmer and a traveling violation. So now Farmer's whistle for the traveling violation as Hastings had the break coming back the other way. Four turnovers on Hastings College here in the ballgame. And Morningside will play things in. They're in backcourt. This is Mallory Moore coming up now for Morningside. Picked up by Abby Jackson, who's back into the ballgame. Mallory Moore. Bounce pass goes in a high post again. That's going to be Mandy Osborne with her back to the basket. Osborne sends it to the far side. There's a tie. Her shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Samuelson with the rebound. We're just by the 10-minute mark here in the first half. 21-14. Morningside out on top of Hastings College this afternoon. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Starts off right, now left. Gives the ball to Van Kirk. Over to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Samuelson dribbling over there. Comes out now to Rachel Jolden. 200 pass to the near side to Van Kirk. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Her shot on the baseline. Good. Van Kirk now with 5 points in the ball game for Hastings. And a 21-16 ball game. Hastings College back to within 5 points here. In the first half, here's Mallory Moore with the ball. Moore gives it up out here in three-point territory to Mandy Osborne. Osborne back out to Mallory Moore. Dribbles once, sends it to the near sideline. It's Brandon Tye with the ball open for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Samuelson with another rebound. Ollie's doing a good job on the board so far here in the first half. Samuelson brings it back the other way to Jackson. Entry pass, they get it to Rachel Jolden. Double team, back out to Jackson. Out to Samuelson, she bobbles the ball and is picked up here by Moore of Morningside. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Mallory Moore has got the ball down the right side to Mandy Osborne. Osborne dribbling to the top of the key, sends it back to Moore. Free throw line extended left side, gets it inside to Teets. Turnaround jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jolden. Rachel Jolden down to Holly Samuelson. Comes back to the center of the floor, walks it across the 10-second line. The Broncos are down by 5 points, 21-16. Van Kirk down in the corner to Farmer. Entry pass to Rachel Jolden. Now to Jackson. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jessica Teets. Teets to the far sideline. Here come the Mustangs. This is Moore. Drives it into the lane. Dishes off. The shot is up there. Good. Allison Bachman scoring there on the assist from Mallory Moore. And Morningside is out on top by 7 points. 23-16. 8:06 to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer 200 pass comes back over here to Van Kirk. Drives it down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. The ball lost out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. They say it was tapped out there by Morningside's Brandon Ty. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in here in front of the Morningside bench. Five players in, five players out now for head coach Jamie Sale. That's how deep this team is. They've had eight different players lead this team in scoring at one time or another. They've had seven different players lead the team in rebounding for a particular ball game. They are deep here for this 2014-2015 season. Hastings with the ball, and now we got a whistle. We've got Rachel Jolden down in the lane for Hastings, and she is on her knees down there. Rachel Jolden with a injury. She was down on her knees, and she's going to try to limp off of the floor now for Hastings. Jolden seeing some quality minutes there in the first couple of minutes of this ball game, but she checks out now. Sierra Williamson will come back into the ball game. So Rachel Jolden is going to have to come to the sidelines now for Hastings College. Broncos will play it into the far sideline. 7:43 to play here in the first half. 23-16 is the score. Morningside out on top. The Mustangs have led this baby from the tap. They got to an 11-0 lead in this basketball game before Hastings scored their first field goal with 14:53 to play in the first half. That was the three-pointer by Jamie Van Kirk. So it's a 23-16 ball game. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball off of the far sideline for the Broncos. Van Kirk gets it in to Jackson behind his screen, launches up a shot. It's in and out, no good. Shot clock was expiring there. Jackson throws up the long-range jumper that would not go. Here's Ackerman back now for the Morningside Mustangs. The Wallenberg gets it back inside to Moll. Her shot is up there and in. Ashlyn Moll scoring. That's her fourth field goal in this first half. She's got 8 points. 25-16. The Mustangs back out on top by nine. Here's a... That's going to be Michaela Berry driving down the lane. Draws contact, no foul called. Rebound comes down here to Morningside. Back up the floor to Braun. Her shot for three is no good. Gets her own rebound. Madison Braun comes out to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman picked up there by Farmer. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside to Wallenberg. Back out to the top of the key. Bohinski. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Hastings has the ball down the left sideline now. This is going to be Chanel Farmer. Pulls up here. Farmer goes out to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. Out of Michaela Berry, back to Williamson. Free throw line jumper is put up there and in. Sierra Williamson gets a free throw line jumper for Hastings. That's her first field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 7 points, 25-18. 6:35 to play. Lexi Ackerman with the ball now for Morningside. They get it over to Bohinski. High left side, picked up by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Ackerman down the lane, stops there, has to get rid of it. She does. On the right wing, that's a Wallenberg well. Wallenberg behind his screen, moves it down on the baseline. The ball poked away. Now a traveling violation is called. Farmer came over there to jar the ball loose, and a traveling violation is called on the Mustangs. That's their third turnover here in the first half of play. There's Alex Edwards coming to the ball game now for Hastings. Chelsea Morton will check out. So Alex Edwards coming in there now for Hastings College, a 5'10" sophomore out of Crete, Nebraska. Edwards averaging just over a point and two rebounds per ball game. There's Berry with the ball down in the corner to Farmer, gets it inside. To Sierra Williamson, now to Jackson, to Berry, open for three, misses a shot. Rebound loose, Farmer tried to save it. And going out of bounds, she couldn't, and it's going to be Morningside basketball. Morningside will play things in. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 6 minutes to play here in the first half, 25-18. Number one ranked Morningside out on top of 17th ranked Hastings here today. There's a long-range jumper from Braun from the near sideline. No good. We got a foul called on the rebound. Wallenberg is going to be guilty of the personal foul for the Mustangs. That's going to be her first. We've had only five fouls between the two teams here in this first half of play. Very well-played game so far. Here's a Sierra Williamson with the ball. Trots it across the midcourt stripe and gets it into the hands of Jackson. We'll set up the offense here for Hastings. Jackson goes to Williamson, bobbles the ball. Sierra picks her back up. Goes over to Abby Jackson, brings it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass left side of the wing to Berry. Looking to penetrate, can't do it against his zone. Back out to Williamson, back out to Berry. Now three-pointer is going to be no good off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Bohinski. Long pass ahead to get it to Braun. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Michaela Berry was back there for Hastings defensively. Here's Jackson driving back the other way. Jackson kicks it out now. Long-range jumper put up there. It is no good by Alex Edwards, and the rebound comes down to Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman runs her back the other way for Morningside. The ball chipped out of her hands, out of bounds from behind by Chanel Farmer. Farmer's going to come out. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game now for Hastings. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. 25-18. Morningside has got the lead. Mustangs jumped out to an 11-0 lead in this basketball game today. They go to the high post. That's a Wallenberg. Gives it up now to a Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski thought about pulling the trigger from three-point range and then passed it up. Here's Ackerman. Right side, cross-court pass to Bohinski. Now she'll throw up the three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson down to Jackson down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson on the dribble. Jackson picks it up. Now goes to Berry. High post to Williamson. She's double-teamed. Out to Van Kirk on the right wing. Down to Berry again. Top of the key. Over here to Jackson. Down in the corner to Alex Edwards. Skip pass out to Van Kirk. Shot for three. That's going to be short, no good. The ball lost out of bounds off of the fingertips. Let's see. For the second time today, I thought that was going to be Morningside ball, but they say it was last touched by the Mustangs, and Sierra Williamson gets away with one there as Hastings College will play things in. Van Kirk to Jackson, down to Williamson. Swings it over here on the left side. Van Kirk has got the ball. Jamie trying to penetrate her fall away jumper out for the baseline is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Moll. Ashland Moll with a rebound, long pass ahead. They get it down to Brandon Ty. Drive, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Hastings, but falling down. There was Alex Edwards. We got a personal foul called on Morningside. Edwards came down to the ball and so it's sliding down the baseline, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Bohinski of Morningside. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number four on the Mustangs. 4 minutes to play now here in the first half. 25-18. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Michaela Berry racing the ball back the other way. Leaves it out on top now to Abby Jackson, who will set things up against this tough zone defense of Morningside. They allow only 58 points per ball game. They've held Hastings just 18 points here in the first 16 minutes of play. Here's a Van Kirk down in the corner. Alex Edwards trying to drive. She's cut off on the baseline. Goes to the right corner to Jackson. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Bohinski. Broncos not shooting the ball real well here in this one today. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Moll out of bounds. So Morningside trying to lead the break back the other way, and they turn the ball over. That's going to be the fourth turnover on the Stangs here in this first half of play. 3.5 to go until halftime. 25-18. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry gives it out to Abby Jackson. Jackson moves it to the right side. Now to Alex Edwards. Two-handed pass comes over here to Berry. Leaves it down in the corner. Now to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there right down through the hole. A two-pointer by Jamie Van Kirk. She's now got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos are back to within 5 points again. 25-20 is the score with 3:03 to play. Here's Bohinski coming back the other way for Morningside. Drive, shoots, and scores. Taylor Bohinski finds a seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole. There's a long pass down the floor. Van Kirk has got the ball for Hastings. Van Kirk looking to penetrate inside, and now we've got a charging foul on Van Kirk. Van Kirk trying to drive the ball with a hole. It's whistled for the offensive charging foul there. That's going to be her first foul. Officially a turnover on Hastings. That'll be their sixth in the ballgame. 2:48 to play in the basketball game in the first half. 27-20 is the score. Gary Hofstetter playing your case here on the near sideline. Loses the confrontation, I imagine. There's Ackerman with the ball now for Morningside. They get it to the right sideline to Brandon Ty, who lobs it back inside to Ackerman. Now she's going to be tied up on the play. Good defensive play there as Lexi Ackerman just spins and she runs right in to Abby Jackson, who ties her up. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so it'll be a Morningside turnover, their fifth of the ballgame. Hastings will play things in backcourt, 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In the first half, it's 27-20. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer back into the ballgame, now to Jackson. Jackson sends it over here to Van Kirk. Two-handed pass back out to Jackson. Entry pass to get it to Williamson, out to Chanel. 4-3, shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around, and Morningside comes down. Now we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Mustangs this time, so Morningside will play things in. There's Allison Bachman coming into the ball game now. Bachman comes in for Brandon Ty. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We have played this first half, and it's going to be just over 30 minutes. Not a lot of timeouts, not a lot of fouls. There's Bohinski driving the ball in the hole, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Sierra Williamson gets a block there for Hastings. That's the 17th block of the year for Sierra Williamson. She is number four in the conference in block shots, and she records one here in the first half. Morningside will play things in. Bohinski gets it out to Mandy Osborne. Now left side, driving the ball down on the baseline is Bachman. Her shot is up there, no good. Williamson grabs the rebound. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Abby Jackson. Here comes Hastings on the move now offensively. Williamson has got it now to Jackson. Down to Van Kirk. Entry pass. They get it to a Williamson. Back out to Jackson. Dribble penetration down the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Down to Sierra Williamson. Over here to Van Kirk on left wing. Jamie comes out here on the bounce pass to Jackson. Back to Van Kirk for three. That shot's way off the mark. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Alex Edwards. Keeps the ball alive for the Broncos. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Jackson. Entry pass to Williamson. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. That shot's no good. Rebound is loose and it's finally picked up by Ashland Moll of the Morningside Mustangs, down the left sideline to Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski outside now, top of the key to Ackerman, drives it down the lane around Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bohinski. Bohinski's pass inside. His shot is up there. No good, and the foul called. They got the ball to Allison Bachman. She couldn't finish at the rim there. And a foul is going to be called in Hastings. 1:04 to play in the first half. The personal foul is going to be called on Sierra. That's going to be her second one for Hastings. Bachman to the free throw line for Morningside, a 66% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's good. Allison Bachman has now got 3 points in the ballgame. That's her first free throw today. 28-20 is the score now. Hastings down by 8 points. The next shot by Allison Bachman is in the air. That shot is good. 29-20. Top right Morningside with a lead over Hastings here this afternoon. There's Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Is getting it in the hands of Jamie Van Kirk. Out to Jackson. Brings it back to Van Kirk. Down in the corner, that's Chanel with the ball. Farmer goes inside to Williamson. They work back around the right side. Alex Edwards to Jackson. Now to Williamson with the free throw line. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to Allison Bachman. Bachman has got it now to Lexi Ackerman. Rachel Jeldon was injured in the first half of play. We have not seen her since she went down in the first 3 minutes of the ballgame. There's a shot from three. It's up there at the end by Ackerman. A three-pointer by Lexi Ackerman. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Morningside now out to a 12-point lead at 32-20. They're in the final seconds of this first half. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson out here. Dribbles left to right. Out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Farmer. Now to Jackson. Jackson now to Van Kirk. Jamie looking. Finally goes on the far sideline to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Out to Williamson. Now to Jamie Van Kirk. For three. Shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Hastings College trailing here at halftime to the number one ranked team in the nation, the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside has got a 31-game home court winning streak coming into the ballgame here today. That's also tying a school record as far as their longest winning streak ever. They can break that today with a win over Hastings College, and so far so good for the Mustangs. Hometown fans are happy here. We have reached halftime. The score, it's Morningside 32, Hastings College 20. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Bronco Basketball and 1230 KHAS. First game of two today. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, they're located at 604 South Burlington. Well, Morningside showing why they're the nation's number one ranked team. The Mustangs scored the first 11 points in the basketball game today. It took Hastings 5 minutes and 7 seconds to score their first field goal in the ball game. That was a three-pointer by Jamie Van Kirk. Morningside led between 7 and 11 points throughout much of the first half of play. Hastings had it down a couple of times to 5 points at 19 to 14 and at 21 to 16, the last time being at 25-20. Morningside then rattles off the last 7 points of the first half, and the Mustangs have got the lead here at halftime. The score is 38-20 in favor of Morningside. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad. Hastings hitting 7 out of 34 from the field in the first half for 20.6%. Hastings just 2 out of 18 on three-pointers for 11%. They've made all four of their free throws. Morningside, they're hitting 46% of their field goals. They're 13 out of 28. On three-pointers, they are 2 out of 9 for just 22%. They have hit all four of their free throws as well. So Hastings may be fortunate to be within 12 points here at halftime after shooting only 20% in the first half and making only 2 out of 18 from three-point range. Hastings has a rebounding edge, 21-18 right now. Broncos had 11 offensive boards and 10 on defense. Morningside had 3 offensive rebounds, 15 on defense. The Broncos turned the ball over 6 times in the first half of play. Morningside, they had 6 turnovers. Hastings College had 1 block shot and 4 steals. Morningside had 2 block shots and 2 steals. And the biggest lead for Morningside was 12 points, where we are right now at 32-20. Hastings College has not led in the basketball game here today. Checking the scoring in the first half, Ashlyn Ball is leading the way for Morningside. She's got 4 field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 10. Taylor Behinsky has knocked down a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. She's got 7 here in the first half. Lexi Ackerman has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Jessica Teets, she's got a couple of field goals for 4. Allison Bachman, she's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. And Jordan Wallenberg, she's got a field goal for 2. For Hastings College, are being led so far in this ball game by Jamie Van Kirk. She has knocked down a 3-point field goal and 2 2-point field goals. Van Kirk has got 7 points here. Holly Samuelson has got 4. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Michaela Berry. Let's see, Berry has got a total of 5 points in the basketball game here today. She's got a 3 and a 2 for her 5 points. Holly Samuelson, she has got 4 points in the game. A field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Rachel Jelton, a couple of free throws for 2. Sarah Williamson has got a field goal and 2 points. Again, just joining us, Rachel Jelton. She went down early in the ballgame within the first three and a half minutes. Looks like she injured her ankle, and she has not returned here in the basketball game. As far as the leading rebounders are concerned, for Morningside, Ashlyn Ball, she has grabbed 4 rebounds in the first half, and Sierra Williamson, she's got 5 rebounds for Hastings College. Got her scoring here at halftime. Morningside is out on top of Hastings by a score of 32-20. Tyson Abronik is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A great deal this week, a 2013 Buick LaCrosse V6 was $20,575 sale price, $17,575. Kirshner's Auto Corner.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome inside of the Hastings College Spotlight here this afternoon on 1230 KHES as we are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball broadcasts. It is J-term on the Hastings College campus. Many classes having one specific feature, one specific focus for their entire month of January. And I thought we would take a few moments on the Hastings College Spotlight and take a look in depth at some of these classes and what they're doing. And, well, this one appears to be a lot of fun. A group is going to be heading to South Africa, and the professor leading that trip joins us on the Hastings College Spotlight. That is Amy Morris. We welcome her on the program. Amy, good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Amy, let's just take a few moments here. Let's talk a little bit about this this South Africa trip. What's going on here?
We are going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa. We're studying mostly the natural biology of South Africa, focusing a lot on conservation issues with their large game. Think of rhinos, elephants, lions, those types of sort of what we call big charismatic megafauna, the big furry critters.
And so how did this idea all come about?
You know, I've enjoyed traveling. This is the third international J-Term trip I've hosted, and I've been to Africa before, to Tanzania, and safari there, and it's a beautiful continent, and so I wanted to also go back to Africa, but try someplace new, and so that settled on South Africa, which politically is one of the more stable areas and economically one of the more developed areas, but they've been able to keep sort of those big wildlife animals around, and you know, tourism is a big part of their industry.
We can see all of these places, you know, in pictures or read about them on websites, but talk about the opportunity that the students have to be there hands-on on the ground in South Africa. What kind of opportunity is that for the students at Hastings College?
Well, it's never quite the same thing seeing a picture of an elephant and being charged by an elephant when you're in a safari vehicle. It's a whole different ball game there. So they'll have a chance to really see the organisms interacting with each other in the environment that you can't see the same way, you know, even if you go to a zoo where, you know, they may have sort of pseudo natural environments, but still not really quite the same thing as them being able to roam around in the wild. And then they'll get a chance to hike in some wild places. We'll spend a little time in Drakensberg Mountains and hiking along kind of there.
As far as the J-Term class, you mentioned this is your third international trip. Are these classes, do these international trips typically fill up pretty fast?
You know, it depends upon the trip. The trips I've done have been a little smaller in size, maybe because I'm going to a little bit more rugged area. But, you know, that's sometimes nice for students to travel. I have 9 students coming on the trip with me, and then I'm also taking my oldest son, who's a high schooler, and then my mother's coming along too. So for some of these trips, even community members can join in as a chance to explore and learn new things.
Again, Amy Morris is joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight, a professor leading a group to South Africa for this January term over at Hastings College. Give us maybe some of the trip details. When's departure date for you guys?
We depart Saturday, bright and early, flying out of Kansas City. It takes 2 days to get there, so it'll be Sunday before we land in Johannesburg, 16-hour flight from Atlanta to Johannesburg. And then we will, from there, start our trip up to Kruger National Park. We spend a day, you know, driving up there and seeing some sights, 2 days in Kruger National Park, which is in the northeastern part of the country, and that's one of their premier national parks that will have what they call the Big Five in Africa, which are your rhinos, elephants, buffalo, lion, and leopards. And then we travel down the coast, and we'll see some wetlands and conservation areas there, and then end up in the Drakensberg Mountains before we return back to Johannesburg. So we do sort of a little circle in the northeastern and eastern part of the country.
Are the 9 people that are attending this trip, the 9 students attending this trip, is this their field of study, or do you have some people in your group that maybe just want to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity?
A little bit of both. So there are some students that are biology majors, one who wants to be a veterinarian, so this is sort of right up her alley. But, you know, I have an economics major going. I have a theater major who's going on the trip. So just those who, you know, want to see something different.
Once again, Amy Morris joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Amy, appreciate the time and talking a little bit about this trip, and we wish you safe travels and a great trip, a great experience, and we hope to talk with you again when you get back.
All right, well, thank you so much, and think of us next week, or maybe we should think of you when it's 85 there and in the teens here in Nebraska.
Oh, you had to throw that in right at the last moment. Have a great trip, Amy. We'll talk with you again real soon.
All right, thank you.
Amy Morris joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, a Hastings College group heading out to South Africa for the January term. Stay tuned here to 1230 KHES, the second half of the Hastings College basketball broadcast, coming right up on 1230 KHES.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon. Women's College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Number one ranked Morningside out on top of Hastings at the break here, 32-20. Kind of an abbreviated schedule in the GPAC today for some reason. We've got Hastings here against Morningside. Concordia is playing at Briarcliff today. Concordia, the number three ranked team. And the Bulldogs are trailing at halftime. Briarcliff has got the lead here in Sioux City. The score is 36-32. The only other game going on in the conference right now is Doan playing at Dort. And Dort has got a 26-15 lead over the Doan College Tigers. They are late in the first half in Sioux Center. The women's standings as far as the GPAC is concerned. Morningside is out on top right now at 10-0. Concordia game back at 11-1. Then you've got Briarcliff and Hastings tied at 7-3, and then Doan is hanging in there in fifth place right now at 6-4. But we're just now starting our second way through the conference for the season. A lot can change here in the next couple of weeks. Hastings will play at third-ranked Concordia coming up next week. So Hastings spotted Morningside an 11-0 lead in this basketball game today. Pulled back within 5 points several times in the first 20 minutes. But right now, Morningside, they went on a 7-0 run at the end of the first half to increase that 5-point lead to 12 points. And that's the way we start here, the second half. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame by a score of 32-20. Broncos will shoot our basket to our right here in the second half. Berry from the corner, shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around, and it comes rolling out here. Morningside will pick it up. Wallenberg has got the ball for the Mustangs. Now to Ackerman as she brings it up now against Jackson. Hastings had a horrible time shooting the basketball in the first half. They had only 20% of their shots and 11% from three-point territory. Morningside has got the ball as they dribble it down the left side of the lane. Ackerman comes to a stop. Her bounce pass in the lane is going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get the ball inside to Wallenberg. The ball was tipped out of bounds here. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lexi Ackerman will key things in for the Stangs. 30 seconds into the second half, still 32-20. Entry passing it to Maul, and the shot is in. Ashlyn Maul off of the inbound scores there for Morningside. A set play coming out of bounce play there. Ashlyn Maul, she scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game, and Morningside is out on top by a score of 34-20. Broncos need some offense here in this ball game. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Berry now lobs it inside to Williamson. Her shot good. Sierra Williamson gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Now 34-22. Morningside comes back with the ball. Here's Ackerman to the near sideline. Gets into the hands of Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski off to Madison Braun as he drives it into the lane. Off to Bohinski here on the near sideline. Brings it up high on the block. Guarded there by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Bohinski has to get rid of it. She does. Down on the baseline, she throws it over the head of Braun out of bounds. Turnover number 7 in the ball game now for the Morningside Mustangs. That'll be Hastings coming back with the basketball here. Morningside will attack here in backcourt now. Bring the ball up. It's going to be Chelsea Morton. Nearly travels with the ball to Sierra Williamson. Williamson out at Jackson. She'll set things up offensively here for Hastings as Morningside extends out this zone defense a little bit because Hastings has not been able to put anything in from the outside here lately. Here's Michaela Berry driving into the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Berry scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back within 10 points. 2 minutes into the second half, 34-24. Here's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman out of Bohinski, picked up there by Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Cross-court pass goes on the wing. That's Moll with the ball. Moll brings it over here to Ackerman. Ackerman drives it inside the free throw circle, puts up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Ashlyn Moll from Morningside, goes back up, shoots and misses, but she's fouled in the play. Jackson had her hands on it there for Hastings. Moll wrestles the ball loose, and she's fouled in a play here by Sierra Williamson. That's the third foul now on Williamson. Again, Rachel Jeldon, she went down in the first 3 minutes of the ball game today with an ankle injury and has not returned. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Ashlyn Moll. So Sierra Williamson and Jeldon are basically our two post players here. We'll check on the availability of Rachel Jeldon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Ashlyn Moll. She's now got 14 points in the basketball game. And the score is now 36-24. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. She comes into the offensive zone against Bohinski. High post now to Williamson. Two-handed pass goes over to Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk scores on the left wing from three-point territory. She's got 10 points in the ball game. It's 36-27. Morningside with a nine-point lead. Ashlyn Moll with the ball out here. He sends it over on the left side of the wing to Taylor Bohinski. Lobs the ball inside to Wallenberg. Spins there against Van Kirk toward the baseline. Her shot is up there and no good. Moll with a rebound. Follow shot is no good. And a traveling violation. She was also conked on the arm there, but a traveling violation preceded that. And a traveling violation will stand here. Jamie Sale wants an explanation on that one. Hastings College will quickly inbound the ball back here. Here's a Chelsea Morton with it now. Morton comes to Williamson. She bobbles the ball. It's going to be a turnover at Hastings. Picked up here by Madison Braun of Morningside. Gets into the hands now of Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman in three pass to get it inside of Bohinski. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And is that Sierra Williamson again? I think it is. Yes, it is. That's going to be four fouls now on Sierra Williamson. That is not good news for Hastings. 16:58 to play. Now Sierra Williamson has got four personal fouls. And now Rachel Jeldon is going to try to come back into the ballgame. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. No good by Bohinski. So Williamson now comes out. Here comes Jeldon in. She's going to test that ankle that she turned earlier in the ballgame. Bohinski will have another free throw. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be short. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings. That's Chelsea Morton with the rebound. Gets it away to Berry. Now to Jackson. 36-27. Hastings trailing by nine. We're in the second half of play. 16:49 to play. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk for three. Bombs away. It's going to be no good. Rebound underneath the basket is shot by Berry. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul call, and the rebound goes out of bounds. No foul. Just went out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in. 16:39 left here in the basketball game. 36-27. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Here's Morningside going coast to coast, and a layup there by Ackerman. No good. Foul shot by Moll is good. Ashlyn Moll is putting on a show. There's 16 points for her. There's a steal in backcourt now by Ackerman to Bohinski to the far side to Braun. There's three pointers put up there. No good. Ball tapped down to balance, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. The Broncos have turned the ball over eight times now in the ball game. Here comes Farmer back in there for Hastings. Ollie Samuelson also checking in for the Broncos. 16:15 to play here in the basketball game. Morningside is out on top of Hastings by a score of 38-27. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Now to Samuelson. She gets away with a traveling violation in backcourt. Here's Abby Jackson now. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. They're trying to attack the zone defense. It's been tough today. Jackson entry pass deflected away from Rachel Jeldon. The ball is brought down here by Braun. Turnover number nine on Hastings. Here's Morningside with the ball. Lexi Ackerman with it. Ackerman out here in three-point territory. Looking. Finally puts it on the floor and dribbles against Farmer. Spins away from Chanel. Down the lane. Nice pass to Moll. Her shot is up there. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down here by Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon with the ball for Hastings. Dribbles out of there for the Broncos. Jeldon will go to the far sideline. It's going to be Chanel into the forecourt. Farmer's pass is going to be kicked out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings, it's going to be Holly Hild. Hild comes in. Abby Jackson checks out. 15:27 to play. Here in the ball game, 38-27. Here's Chanel Farmer's pass to the high post, deflected away from Jeldon. Long pass down to four. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Morningside forced the turnover, but they turn it over on the other end. Taylor Bohinski couldn't handle the long pass before it went out of bounds. And now Jamie Sale wants to call a timeout. Morningside calls a timeout. 15-17 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 38, Hastings 27.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Doane College out on top of Dort. The score is 36-23. We're now at halftime. Again, Briarcliff was out on top of Concordia, 36-32 at halftime in women's college basketball. Hastings College now trailing Morningside with 15-17 to play in the basketball game, and it is now 38-27. So a rough day shooting the basketball here for Hastings College today. Broncos are still hitting only, 20.6% from the floor here in this ball game today. The Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. There's a Holly Hill with the ball. She'll bring things up. Goes to the far sideline now to Samuelson. Feeds down to the block on the left side. That's going to be Jeldon. Back out to Van Kirk. Now to Holly Samuelson. Now to Chanel Farmer. Van Kirk has got it here at the top of the key. 200 pass goes down on the baseline. The Hilder shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound. It is loose. It's going to be picked up in the corner. Picked up down there by Morningside's Lexi Ackerman. She's double teamed. Gets the ball away now to Taylor Bohinski as she flies back the other way. Bohinski out here in 3-point territory. Comes over to the left side to a Wallenberg. Wallenberg holds it here. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Wallenberg is picked up there by Holly Hill. She hands it away to Bohinski. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Ackerman with the ball, picked up by Farmer. Lexi Ackerman behind the screen. Moves it down the right side of the wing. The ball's going to be poked away by Farmer. Chanel grabs the ball and then loses control of it. It's picked back up by Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski with the ball back the other way from Morningside. A pass deflected away from Maul. And the ball is recovered here by Hastings College. So Morningside leaving the door open here for the Broncos. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bohinski. Taylor Bohinski gets it back to Maul. Down to the far sideline to Wallenberg. Wallenberg sends it down to Braun. Down to Wallenberg. To Ackerman. Left side of the wing is Bohinski. Out on top to Braun for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around. Offensive rebound, Maul. Her shot is no good. She is knocked down in the play. No foul called. Long pass down ahead for Hastings. There's a long-range jumper by Holly Hill that's going to be no good. Now it goes out of bounds. So we got, let's see, Morningside will play things in. 13:35 to play. Neither team really making the net sizzle here today. Morningside has got a 38-27 lead over Hastings College here in this one. It'll be the Mustangs playing things in here in backcourt. Down the far sideline. That second unit in there now with Allison Bachman. Her pass to the high post is going to be tipped. It's going to be brought down here by Hastings. Here comes the Broncos as they force their 10th turnover. Jackson throws up a three. That's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Broncos with an offensive board there. Holly Samuelson with it. Comes out to Jackson. Now left wing to a Chanel Farmer. Back out to Jackson. Abby Jackson dribbles over here to Samuelson. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Rachel Jeldon. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in a play. They got the ball to Jeldon inside there. She goes for the hole, and she is fouled in a play here. She'll go to the free throw line. 13:04 remaining in the ball game. 38-27. Personal foul goes on Osborne. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one of the Mustangs here in the second half. Shot from the line is going to be up there and in by Jeldon. She is now 3 out of 3 from the stripe today. She'll get one more. 61% for the season. Next shot is up there. It is good by Jeldon. And Hastings has now trimmed the lead down to 9 points again at 38-29. Morningside is led by as many as 14 here in the ballgame. There's a shot taken up there and in. Allison Bachman. Bachman comes down and scores easily there for Morningside. There's Farmer. Double team right at the 10-second line. Gets the pass away to Jeldon down in the corner, down to Farmer on the wing. So now with the ball comes out to Abby Jackson. Across the top, down to Samuelson. Dribble penetration. She's cut off there on his zone defense. Back out to Jackson. Jackson sends it to Holly Hill. Free throw line extended right side in front of the Bronco bench. Looking inside to Jeldon. They can't get her the ball. Farmer down to Jeldon. Left side to Jackson. Driving layup. Good. Abby Jackson scores. That's her first field goal in the ball game. 40-31. Hastings again down by 9 points. We got 12 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings spotted Morningside an 11-0 lead at the start of this ball game. It took Hastings 5 minutes to score the first points in the ball game. Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Leaves it out on top to Osborne. They work it inside. Now it's Wallenberg driving with the horror of Jessica Teets, and she's going to be hit with an offensive charging foul. It's Teets knocks down a Bronco in the lane there. Jessica Teets is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Morningside. Hastings with two fouls here in the second half. 12 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Morningside by a score of 40-31. Broncos with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson now. Jackson gets it across the 10-second line. They get it to Rachel Jeldon. Sierra Williamson is still on the bench with four personal fouls here for the Broncos. Our number one post player, Rachel Jeldon, has been in there ever since. Here's a Chanel Farmer. Takes it down on the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good from 10. Rebound to Teets. Jessica Teets with the ball. Gets it away to Lexi Ackerman. Gets the ball ahead down to Brendan Ty. Back outside the ring to Bachman. Shot for three is no good. Rebound Ackerman underneath the hole. Out to Mandy Osborne. Out of the free throw line to Teets. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to Ackerman for three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson of Hastings. And Jackson is hit in backcourt. And the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Osborne. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number three on the Mustangs here in this second half of play. And Hastings College will play things in. Despite how poorly the Broncos are shooting, it's still a nine-point ball game at 40-31. We've got 11 minutes to play here in the basketball game from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. Holly Samuelson with the ball out to Abby Jackson. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Farmer. Entry pass inside. Mishandled there by Jeldon. The ball is brought down by Jessica Teets of the Morningside Mustangs. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings here in the basketball game. Down the right sideline now is Lexi Ackerman. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it into the lane. Her shot from 10 is good. Ackerman now with 7 points in the ball game. Morningside goes back out on top by 11. 42-31. Here's Hastings with the ball. Down the left sideline, Samuelson has got it. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor as they take a look at this zone defense. Over to Farmer, down in the corner. That's Holly Hill. Circles around a defender. Bounce pass out to Samuelson. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Mandy Osborne. Osborne runs her back the other way. The ball deflected, but it's picked up here by Bachman. Drives, shoots, and misses, but she's fouled in the play. And Bachman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is called on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Allison Bachman. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She was fouled in the act of shooting here, so she'll have two. And her first one is up there and in. Bachman scored 9 points the first time around when Morningside beat Hastings 73-47. She's got 7 points so far today. Alex Edwards coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Jeldon will get a quick breather here. Bachman back to the free throw line for Morningside. 43-31 is a 12-point lead. Next shot is up there. Dances around the rim. Goes down through the hole. We've got the men's game coming up next. Stay with us here on 1230 KHAS. A basketball doubleheader for you today from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City today. There's a pass. Attempted pass by Berry that was blocked down. Picked back up by Berry. Now to Van Kirk to Jackson. Inside to Alex Edwards. To Van Kirk, to Berry. Now driving down the right side of the lane is going to be Holly Hill. And she is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Morningside. It's going to go on Bachman. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four on the Mustangs. 9:52 to play in the basketball game. It's 44-31. Hastings trailing in the contest. Holly Hill to the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's her first point of the day. Hill is a 60% foul shooter in the season. Holly will have one more. Throws it up there. The shot's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Allison Bachman with a rebound there for the Stangs. Gets it to Brandon Ty. Here come the top-ranked Mustangs into the offensive zone. Goes over to the far sideline now with the ball there. It's going to be Taylor Bohinski. Dribbles it. Comes over here to Allison Bachman. Circles around. Drives it down the lane. Collision there. And a foul is going to be called. Hild goes down. And Hild's going to be hit with the personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul. Number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. So Morningside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Allison Bachman comes way out on top. That's Mandy Osborne with the ball here for the Stangs. Gets into the hands of Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski dribbles once, brings it back to Osborne on the wing. Three-pointer is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Morningside and Hastings scoring off here this afternoon at the Alley Gymnasium. to 32 is the score as the Broncos will play the ball in here. Alex Edwards gets it into Jackson. Down to Michaela Berry to Jackson. Down to Van Kirk on the far side. Long pass down on the corner is mishandled by Berry out of bounds. That is turnover number 12 on Hastings here in the ballgame. Hastings has been held to just 32 points in this basketball game, and we have played 31 minutes. We're down to 9 minutes to go. There's Morningside with the ball on the right side. Mandy Osborne. He gets it down to Brandon Ty to Osborne. Entry pass to get it inside to Jessica Teets. Tries to put a move on Edwards. Now throws up a shot. It's off the mark. No good. Teets grabs her own shot back. On the right side, Brandon Ty drives into the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Now we got a rebounding foul here on Morningside. It's going to go on Allison Bachman. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Morningside. Neither team has played real well here in the second half of play. Morningside had the 11-0 run to begin the basketball game, but the team shooting the ball real well here in this one. Hastings already with 12 turnovers. Morningside has got 10. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings with 8:35 to play. It's a 44-32 ball game. Morningside has got the lead. Michaela Berry trying to penetrate. She's cut off. Goes to Van Kirk. Now down in the corner. Bombs away for three. And shot is up there. No good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Morningside basketball. That was Holly Hill throwing up the shot from the deep left corner.
Go!
So Morningside will play things in. This is Brandon Ty is going to bring things up now against Michaela Berry. Dribbles behind her back. She's on the move. Brings it across the 10-second line. Down in the corner. Bohinski drives. Her shot's knocked out of her hands by Jackson. She picks it back up and scores. Taylor Bohinski scores there for Morningside. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. 46-32. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College. Here comes a Holly Hill with the ball. Gets it inside to Edwards. She's double-teamed. Back out to Berry. Drives it down the lane. The shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by the Broncos, though. That's Holly Hill who comes back out here to Jackson. Now to Van Kirk. Open for three. Takes a shot. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Allison Bachman. And now we've got a official's timeout here. As Ashlyn Ball, she's going to come to the bench. She got cut in the left eye. So she's going to have to come out of the ball game, and she's got a cut above the left eye. You have to check out, and coming back into the ball game is going to be Jessica Teets. So Teets will come in there. Morningside will play things in, out between the circles. That's Allison Bachman as she drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Following shot is up there, no good, and she is fouling the play. Foul here is going to go on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Morningside has held 5 of their opponents to scoring totals of 47 points or less on the season. Hastings has got 32 on the board right now. Time for the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Jessica Teach. She'll have one more. Morningside has allowed only 58 points or less in 10 of their 20 contests so far. They held Ashford earlier this year, just 26 points. That was back in on November the 8th, one of their non-conference games. 48-32 is the score. Hastings is trailing now by 16 points. There's Berry. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Somebody take the lid off of the basket here. Ball is knocked around on the rebound. The scramble is on. Three players to the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside. They'll have to play things in here in backcourt. Hastings has a 9-game winning streak coming into the ball game here today. Morningside is undefeated on the year. They are 20-0. 10-0 in the conference. Now the officials will confer back here in backcourt. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in the contest, Morningside is out on top of Hastings by a score of 48-32. Broncos now applying pressure here in backcourt. They get things in to Taylor Bohinski. She drives it down the near sideline against the Farmer. We're going to have a foul call, and Chanel right in front of us. Chanel Farmer is going to be guilty of a personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 6 on Hastings College. Brandon Ty will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Ty works it down in the corner. That's going to be Bohinski, again picked up by Farmer out here on the wing on the left side to Brandon Ty. Top of the key to Wallenberg. Dumps it down low to Teach. Shot good. Jessica Teach now with 8 points in the ballgame, and it's 50-32. Morningside out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. There's Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. Gets into the hands of Van Kirk. Down to Michaela Berry, down in the deep right corner. Holly Samuelson, she drives the baseline. It's cut off there to Michaela Berry. She forces up a shot and goes through the hole. Michaela Berry scores. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. It's 50-34. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. The Broncos are going to get back into the ballgame. They better do her here soon. Here's Wallenberg with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out here, hands the ball away to Taylor Bohinski. Bohinski sends it down in the corner. That's Bachman. Skip pass comes out on top again. Brandon Ty. Ty gets it down low to Bachman. Her shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound by Hinsky, and she's going to be fouling the play. The foul here is going to go on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation for the rest of the half. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Bohinski. She's now 1 of 3 from the stripe today. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Morningside has won 31 games in a row. Ties a school record that they established from February 8th, 2003 to March 1st of 2005. Second shot by Bohinski is up there and in. So they can break the school record for a home court winning streak with a victory here in this one over Hastings College this afternoon. There's Van Kirk. Her shot's going to be no good. It's not been a good day today for Jamie Van Kirk. She's got 10 points in the ballgame, but she has scored only 3 so far here in the second half. Bohinski lobs the ball inside. Wallenberg comes out to Ackerman. Now to Madison Braun out here in three-point territory. Right side of Bohinski trying to drive the ball inside, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers now on Morningside here in the ballgame. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing by a score of 52-34 here in this basketball game. Here comes Michaela Berry driving down the lane. She loses control of the ball, wants to call a timeout, and she does. She lost control of it and went down to the hardwood to get possession of the ball. She calls the timeout. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the basketball game today. All Morningside, the Mustangs out on top of the Broncos. It's 52-34.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos have 34 points on the board. The lowest point total of the season was the last time we played these guys. Morningside held us to 47 points back on November the 22nd. 53 points by Friends University on November the 28th. So there's not been a good offensive day today for Hastings College. Just 34 points on the board. We got 5:46 to play in the ballgame. Michaela Berry down here on the baseline. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Monison Brown as she runs her back the other way. Now to Bohinski. Drives, shoots, and scores. Taylor Bohinski scores another Hastings College turnover. Broncos with 13 turnovers, and now Morningside is leading by 20 in this one. 54-34. There's a Van Kirk with the ball high left side. Comes over to Michaela Berry, top of the key. Her pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Braun. Another turnover on Hastings to Bohinski. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there, no good by Wallenberg. Another offensive rebound by Teets, and she's fouled in the play. Personal foul there is Colin Van Kirk. That's going to be her second. Hastings will play at third-ranked Concordia coming up next Wednesday in Seward. So Hastings playing number one and number three in the back-to-back games. Nice shot from the free throw line is going to be good by Teets. She's now 3 out of 3 from the line today. She's got 9 points. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings fell behind at halftime, 32-20. Have not mounted a drive here in the second half. Jessica Teets will have one more here for Morningside. 9 points in the ball game. Toes to mark. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Edwards. Edwards with the ball for Hastings. Bounce pass to the near side. They get it to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it back to the center of the floor, and they try to attack the zone defense again today. Jackson goes over to Holly Hill on the wing. Entry pass is going to be intercepted again by Jessica Teets. His defense has been rock solid today for the Morningside Mustangs. Here's Bohinski, drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Taylor Bohinski now with 15 in the ball game. Personal fouls will be called here on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. Team foul number 9 in the Broncos. And now Bohinski will go to the free throw line here for Morningside. He played at Millard North, and she knocks down a free throw here. She was the team's leading scorer as a senior. She averaged 15 points per ball game, 3.5 rebounds per game as a senior at Millard North. Broncos again have a pass deflected out of bounds here. Hastings will play things in. Alex Edwards gets out to Holly Hill, now to Jackson. Jackson goes over to Holly Hill on left side as she drives the ball into the hole. We've got a foul called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Bohinski. She picks up her second personal foul. Morningside will play at Northwestern coming up during the week next week on Wednesday. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket here. There's Rachel Jeldon back into the contest. She's got it out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Jackson. Dribble penetration by Jackson as she goes for the hole and forces one up there and draws a personal foul. Foul here's going to go on Teets. That's going to be her first. Now Jackson will go to the free throw line. At the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS between Hastings and Morningside. Hastings trying to break a 9-game losing streak in the men's contest. Abby Jackson puts up a shot. It's going to be good. That's Abby's first free throw of the day. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. Jackson will have one more shot here. It's 58-35 with 4:29 to play. Next shot by Jackson dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. 58-36. Morningside leads the all-time series with Hastings College 14-10. These two teams have won 6 out of the past 12 national championships. And right now, Morningside putting it to the Broncos in this one. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Chelsea Morton with the rebound. Gets the ball ahead to Hill. Hill gets it out here to Jackson now. She holds it down in 3 points there. It's way. Jackson to Holly Hill. Down to the near sideline. Driving the baseline. That's going to be Chelsea Morton. Chelsea Morton now to Jackson. Now Chelsea gets it back. Entry pass, get it inside to Jeldon. Her shot is up there and in. Finally, they get the ball inside to their post player. And Rachel Jeldon scores there off of the window for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos are still down by a bunch. It is 58-38, a 20-point lead with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in this one from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here this afternoon. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman moves it to the left side, now drives it toward the goal. Shot is up there and in. She forces that one up there against Holly Hill and gets the field goal to go down through the hole. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and it's 60-38. Hastings trailing here in this one. Abby Jackson has got it for Hastings. Jackson behind the screen trying to penetrate. She's cut off there. Now to Hill. She takes it right down the lane. Bounce pass comes to the near side. Morton has got the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Jackson. Jackson, a traveling violation. She runs into a defender over there, Wallenberg of Morningside. Jackson is hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 16 on Hastings. Broncos had 21 turnovers the last time we played this group. Mandy Osborne coming into the ball game now for Morningside. Wallenberg is going to check out. Here comes Mallory Moore back into the ball game for Morningside. Coming out will be Lexi Ackerman. Morningside is going to win their 21st straight ball game here this season. their 11th straight conference game and their 32nd, a school record 32nd consecutive win here at home at the Alley Gymnasium with this victory here this afternoon. Under 3 minutes to play, it is 60-38. Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. Mandy Osborne has got the ball, dribbles once, goes over in the wing on the right side, bounce pass down low, a shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Ashley Schroeder, who's into the ball game now. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Jackson down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. She goes down and she goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mandy Osborne for Morningside. Osborne now to Brandon Ty. Gets the ball ahead. Here comes Stangs into the forecourt. We're going to have a foul call in backcourt here. Knocked down was Mallory Moore of Morningside. And she's going to be fouled into play here by the Broncos. Foul is going to go on Morton. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line is going to be Mallory Moore. Jenna Bork is also into the ball game, a freshman from Sioux City. In the contest now for Morningside. Moore's free throw is up there. It's going to be short, no good. She'll get one more. Here comes Farmer back into the ball game now for Hastings. Farmer checks in, Jackson checks out. Ollie Samuelson coming back in for the Broncos. And going out is going to be Chelsea Morton. 60-38. Hastings College is down here to the top-ranked Mustangs in this women's college basketball game today. Next shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. So Mallory Moore misses a pair of free throws. This is the lowest point total of the season for Hastings College here today. If it holds up. Out on top, here's a Samuelson for three. Shot good. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three-pointer. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 60-41. Morningside has got the lead down the right sideline. That's a Bork with the ball. Bork comes out here to Mandy Osborne. Osborne holds it. Now puts it on the floor and dribbles to the right side. Gets it into the hands of Brandon Ty. She circles around, takes it to the right side of the lane. Down in the corner to Bork. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Bork comes out to Schroeder. She mishandles the ball, saves it from going in back court, though. Nice save there. Gets it to Brandon Ty. She drives it against Farmer to the basket. She goes. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson down to Farmer. Gets the ball ahead on the far sideline. That's going to be Edwards with the ball. Edwards back out to Samuelson. Top of the key. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Osborne. The Morningside gets the ball ahead down to Bork down the right sideline. A minute 17 to play. Here's Bork's shot up there. No good. Rebound to Edwards of Hastings. Edwards down to Samuelson. Right-handed dribble. Waist high. She brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings trailing by 19. It is 60-41. There's a Chanel Farmer with the ball on the wing. Leaves it out here to Holly Hild. Down on the baseline, Edwards. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouled into play. Edwards driving it down the baseline there, and she is fouled into play by Brandon Ty. That's going to be her first. Edwards in the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Alex Edwards gets her first field goal of the ball game, and her free throw is up there and in. Alex Edwards with a three-point play. That's her first free throw she's made all season long. It is now 60-44. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Brandon Ty, she's double-teamed on the far side. Farmer goes for the steal. Can't get to it. She sends it over here to Osborne. Her shot for three is no good. The ball being tapped around is picked up by Chanel. Farmer brings her back now 2-on-1 all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Keeps it alive with 30 seconds to play. There's Farmer on the far sideline. Entry pass down low, deflected away from Hild. Hild picks it back up, wheels in the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is loose again. It comes rolling out. Farmer grabs the ball. Farmer gets it over there to Holly Hild. Cross-court pass to Holly Samuelson. Back inside. That's Jeldon with the ball. Drives into the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Jeldon will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brandon Tyne. That's going to be her second. So now Rachel Jeldon in the free throw line for Hastings College. The shot is up there. The shot is good. Jeldon went down in the first half of play, sat most of the first half with an ankle injury, but she's played most of the second half here with Sierra Williamson in foul trouble. Next shot is up there. It is good. Jeldon now with 8 points in the ball game, 10 seconds to play in the contest. It's 60-46. And the Morningside Mustangs going to extend their winning streak to 21 games here this season, 32 in a row here at home. And for the second time this year, Morningside thumps the Hastings College Broncos. First time around, Morningside beat us 73-47. This is the lowest output of the season for Hastings offensively here today. They scored just 46 points in this ball game with Morningside. The Mustangs beat Hastings, the final score of 60-46. Back with a recap after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South.